how ironic this would all take place on April 30th, the day George Washington was inaugurated. And how ironic, too, that the force of censorship aiming to erase the principles the country was founded on would be called GW as well. This battle is the crossroad that determines the future of the country and the world. Does Solidus succeed in rebelling against the Patriots, freeing his fellow man, or will a new precedent of even greater control be established by them? This whole game, you were led to believe Solidus had nefarious goals, but in reality, it was a love for his country and what it stood for that influenced his decision to take action against the injustice he saw firsthand as the president. He doesn't have much longer in this world, but at the very least, he wants to leave behind a legacy. Unable to produce a child due to being a clone, he instead wants to be remembered for his actions. He wants to do something good so that he can leave his mark on history, proof that he existed and proof of what he believed in. Though he served as the president, he was nothing more than a tool for the Patriots, and they've gone to great lengths to sweep his existence under the rug. He won't allow them to do that to him or anyone else. Solidus will free his fellow Americans and show them the reality that the Patriots have denied them. Then he'll allow them to choose the future in their destinies themselves.
All I want is to be remembered by other people, by history. The Patriots are trying to protect their power, their own interests, by controlling the digital flow of information. I want my memory, my existence to remain unlike an intron of history. I will be remembered as an exon. That will be my legacy, my mark in history. But the Patriots will deny us even that. I will triumph over the Patriots and liberate us all, and we will become the Sons of Liberty!